today on The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
He is Dr. Kieran Moore. Dr. Moore, of course, we know, is the Chief Medical Officer of Health for the province of Ontario. Dr. Moore, pleasure to have you back on the program. Thanks for making some time for us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Lots to talk about here. I want to talk about the press release you talked about today about some of the respiratory diseases that we've been dealing with over the last couple of months. But let me ask you from the global standpoint, if I just could. Tomorrow, the World Health Organization is going to make an announcement about COVID, whether it is still a public health emergency. Now, I don't know what the announcement is going to be, Doctor, but if they say it's no longer an emergency, do we extrapolate from that that the pandemic is over and all is well?
Oh, please don't, Bill. The virus is still actively circulating in Ontario. We still have individuals having to be admitted to hospital on a daily basis, and sadly still have around 100 Ontarians in intensive care, 37 of whom need ventilation. So it is an ongoing issue for Ontario, for Canada, and the globe. It's just that you can't stay in emergency mode for 3 years. You have to slow down some of the response and deal with other health issues. But we're going to remain vigilant in Ontario and continue to try to protect Ontarians as best we can.
One of your colleagues, Dr. Isaac Bogosh, who's been on the show many times as well, I think said this is really kind of a technicality to call this a health emergency, because making that announcement as they did 3 years ago, I guess it makes them available for funding and a number of other things that they can do. But it doesn't by any stretch mean that we're out of the woods yet, does it?
No, it does not. So I would agree with Isaac that it is a technicality. And I just want to assure Ontarians that we'll continue to have our testing capacity. We'll do our genomics. We'll continue to inform you of the risk. Our vaccines continue to be available throughout our pharmacy, primary care, and public health clinics, as well as our oral outpatient antiviral. So it doesn't stop our response in Ontario. It only shows that we'll continue to try to protect Ontarians as best we can.
Doctor, now that we've got you, I want to get maybe an update on something, because we've heard about new variations and variations of the variants, et cetera, in other parts of the world. And you know, we shouldn't be naive to think it's not happening here in Canada, too. Over the Christmas holidays, a lot of people were talking about the BQ1 variant. Some suggestions that the vaccines that we've been taking are not going to work on and on. Give us an update on what we're facing these days with COVID.
Yes, so certainly it was BQ1 for the last several months, and this virus does mutate on a regular basis of around a 90 to 100-day cycle. So right now we're seeing a rise in one other variant called XBB, and from our assessment together with Public Health Ontario, it is more transmissible, but it's not more severe than the current strains. And we are anticipating another smaller wave of activity across Ontario. And hence, thanks for having me on. We all still need to be protected with the bivalent booster. If you haven't taken advantage, please go ahead and do so. And know if you're eligible. We've increased the eligibility for oral outpatient Paxlovid. It's a free treatment that's accessible to anyone 60 and over, but also 18 and over if you've got a complex medical condition. And the testing is still available across Ontario. So we still are using those two main arms of immunization and outpatient treatments to try to protect each other, but also to protect the health system.
Let's talk about vaccinations. And I know that's a sore point with some people, but it has to be discussed nonetheless. When the initial vaccine came out, and I think you were on the program at the time, Doctor, and we talked about the uptake, which was incredible. I mean, I think we were one of the best of the G20 nations when it came to that first dose. We were ready, willing, and able to roll up our sleeves. The second and third doses, not so much. I mean, we're kind of in the middle of the pack right now. Talk to us about why this is happening and the impact that it's happening. Is that why the virus is still kicking around?
Well, very good points. We have to celebrate some of our successes in Ontario. 91% of the adult population, so 18 of over, have had our two basic doses, many of whom subsequently have had natural exposure to the virus. So we call that hybrid immunity, where they've been exposed to the virus and built immunity, but also have that underlying vaccine-derived immunity. That appears to last at least a year in protecting individuals. So that alone is a part of the wall of immunity that's protecting Ontarians. We have had 3 million Ontarians come forward for the fall booster dose, so which is the bivalent, which covers you for a BQ variant as well as your traditional virus that was circulating. And to me, that's great uptake. And in the Hamilton, London area, where you're meeting the provincial average, around 55% of those 70 and over have taken advantage. And from 60 to 69 years of age, around 40% have taken advantage of that bivalent. I would love that to be higher, to have more Ontarians protected, especially we know very clearly now that the risk of hospitalization and sadly death is strongly associated with age, and we want those that are most at risk to stay protected. So please, if you haven't taken advantage of the bivalent booster, and we know many haven't, now is the time with the XBB variant starting to rise, and it's even more transmissible than the previous variant.
But, and again, I mean, I'm hearing, as we talked about this on the show, some people say, well, you know what, I had it earlier on, and so I'm not going to get it again. That's not really true, is it? If you're exposed to it, you're still prone to it.
Yeah, so we're asking if your last dose is over 6 months ago, or the time that you've had an infection is over 6 months ago, and you're vulnerable, so 60 and over, or with an underlying medical illness or immune suppressed, please consider getting this booster, the bivalent dose, to stay protected for your own health, the health of your community, your friends, your family, but also to protect you from needing to be hospitalized. It's still showing a strong protection against hospitalization, against severe outcomes, by staying up to date for those most vulnerable in our communities.
I wanted to get an update on something else, too. I mean, since this has been around for a few years now, almost 3 years since that declaration, and it's the term that slow COVID, that talks about ongoing symptoms, even after you're supposedly over the worst of it. We've been able to study it now because it's been around for almost 3 years. And the reports I've seen on this, doctor, indicate that this is pretty serious stuff, that it does take quite a long time for these things to get out of your system. And there are some people in rehab facilities and others with pretty severe long COVID situations.
So that absolutely can happen. It can happen after any virus or any severe infection. And the definition is, if you've at least 3 months after your initial infection, you have ongoing symptoms which last 2 months or longer, that meets the definition of long COVID, and it can be interference with your sleep or increased shortness of breath or some feeling that your heart's racing or going too slow, and or anxiety or depression. Those could be as a result of being exposed to COVID. And now we have guidelines for your primary care providers to be able to provide treatment and investigation for you if necessary. We also in Ontario have established some rehabilitation hospitals that can offer sort of tertiary care, so care beyond what a family care provider thinks they can provide, and have referral pathways as well as pathways to investigate it if someone has these ongoing symptoms. So I'm happy to hear that Ontario Health and all of its partners with the ministry have these guidelines now out to your primary care provider, but also some of our rehabilitation hospitals are specializing in this long COVID type syndrome.
When things were looking a little iffy there and we were concerned about another wave, I guess this was around the beginning of the winter, you'd recommended at that time that we take all measures. There's no mandates, of course, but, you know, wearing a mask if you're going to be around people or in a, you know, an indoor environment and stuff like that. Are we still that cautious about this? Are we still concerned about a spike if something were to happen? I mean, I was in the grocery store just yesterday, and I got still a lot of people wearing face masks. And I think that's great. I mean, that's their choice. But is it necessary?
Oh, I think it's great as well. We want to remain mask friendly in Ontario, especially those that are at risk for a severe outcome. So older members, I'm an older member of our community. I continue to wear my mask if I'm in a mall, a box store, a supermarket. I think that's reasonable. Some of the good news, though, is that we have finished, this is very unusual, finished the influenza season. Normally it lasts 12 weeks. It started 2 months earlier. It's very rare for me to be able to say that influenza now is a much lower risk for Ontarians. Only 1% of our tests are showing positive for influenza across the province, which is just remarkable. So that risk for Ontarians is decreased, as well as RSV, that virus that typically affects very young children or older members of our community, that risk is going down. So I can understand that the healthy young people don't want to wear masks. That's absolutely understandable. But my ask is that older members still consider it. And it's one of the layers of protection, staying home if you're sick, good hand hygiene, good cough etiquette, as well as wearing a mask if you're at risk for severe outcomes.
We've always, ever since the beginning of this pandemic, I guess, Doctor, kind of looked to Australia to see what might be coming down the road for us. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, I know, but, we saw, okay, their seasons are different. We kind of say, okay, what did they get and how are they now? Since we're just heading into, hopefully, the end of winter, what can we anticipate? Are we going to see a reduction in the number of cases? Are we going to feel a little more freer that we see? Everybody wants to see this in their rearview mirror, but I don't think we're there yet, are we?
We're not there yet. The benefit of watching Australia was that we were able to watch their influenza season as well as their RSV season and get an understanding that those two started very early in Australia. They're now still in their summer. As they head into their winter, we're going to be watching them during our summer to try to inform our health system partners of what could happen again. This is the earliest I've ever experienced in my 30-plus years working in the health system of influenza, and I'm glad we had that understanding of what's going on in Australia to be able to prepare our system to try to get our influenza immunizations out and our outpatient treatments available to Ontarians. We'll do the same. We're going to, every lesson we've learned in the last 3 years, we're going to apply to the winter of 2023-24 to try to, again, best protect our health system, best protect Ontarians. And that's our commitment, to continue to watch around the globe of what's occurring to best protect us.
I got about 10 seconds left, and I know you're very busy too, but just as a follow-up to that question, how was the uptake on the flu vaccine this year? Because I noticed a lot more people very interested in it all of a sudden. Maybe they hadn't used it for years.
Yeah, so we distributed 5.2 million doses to our immunization partners, and thanks to the pharmacists, primary care, public health, I do believe we've had great uptake. I hope all 5.2 million doses were used. We'll learn in the next couple of months as they give returns to us, and that may be one of our highest uptakes in a very long time. So thank Ontarians not only for getting protected against COVID with the bivalent vaccine, so 3 million of us, but I hope we can show in a few weeks or months that over 5 million Ontarians took advantage of the influenza vaccine.
Right, we'll look for the update on that. As always, Doctor, thank you so much for the time today. Greatly appreciated.
No, thank you very much, Bill.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.